Lisa Repeat here with a catch-up.
A deal has been struck between Cricket Australia and the players. Our own Tanya Armstrong had all the details of how the new pay setup will work.
Corey Dullard is a Perth legend. He is sleeping in his car at the start of the new Mitchell Freeway extension so that he can be the first to drive on it when it opens at 5 a.m. tomorrow morning. We had no choice. We had to get him on the show, and we did.
We had to. And all hail the new king. Dennis Cometti is now officially leading our footy tipping comp. Here is round 20. Tips.
By one. He's leading by one.
He's leading.
New Trend IT. Big enough to handle all your business IT support needs. Small enough to care. Search New Trend IT. This is a Lisa and Pete podcast made in Perth for Perth on Mix 94.5.
Right now, though, we're joined by Tanya Armstrong from the Triple M Footy Call team and the Dead Set Legends. We need to talk about this pay dispute that Looks like it may be said and done between Cricket Australia and the players reaching a landmark deal, although the keywords are in principle. Hi, Tanya.
Hi, Tan.
Hello. Thank goodness.
Thank
it's done.
Goodness. So, you know, we're saying in principle, which basically means things just have to get everything, you know, dotted and crossed and signed. And but are we good? Are we going to have cricket this year? Is there going to be an Ashes? Are we going to talk a pom?
It sounds like it. That's what we're worried about, isn't it? Yeah. We want to play England and we want to beat them.
But exactly.
In principle means the players have to vote on it in the next 24 hours. But that would be a formality because they want it done as well as all of us. They're sick of it.
So, Tanya, for those people who have all of a sudden really just started hearing about this sort of stuff, what has been holding this deal up?
Well, it is all about money. Mm. It's been going on for 10 months. And for 20 years, the Australian cricketers have been able to get a share of the profits of cricket. And of course, 20 years ago, the profits of cricket were nowhere near what the profits of cricket are now. So Cricket Australia were like, hang on a minute, you're all getting too much. We want to put you on a set contract. So the players for 10 months have been going, no way, we want to keep it as it is. So that's been the sticking point. So they've both sort of agreed to change the goalposts a little. So they're both claiming they won. And in a bit of an awkward press conference today in Melbourne, James Sutherland, the Cricket Australia boss, sat next to Alistair Nicholson, who was representing the players. And it all looked a bit like a couple that had split and had to go to a wedding together and sit next to each other. It all looked really awkward.
They're lucky,
So, they've been in meetings for days.
What's the gist of what they're getting?
The players are still getting a percentage of profits, but it's a bit of a smaller profit pool. So instead of the total cricket revenue, which is what they've been getting, they're now receiving part of the forecast revenue.
Okay.
So it's a little bit smaller, and it's 30% of that. So in a nutshell, they're still making wealthy, they're still making a lot of money. But there is more money to spend on grassroots.
And the good news
is that women's cricketers have also got a big pay rise out of it as well.
Good. Right. Well, I feel it's a little bit like, welcome to the world we live in now, guys. I mean, it wasn't going to go on forever. But another point is they will get back pay, won't they?
Yeah, they will. There was no way they weren't going to get back pay.
Right.
So I think Cricket Australia pretty much said straight away, okay, we'll back pay you. Just sign this. There's 230 players affected and they'll all get back paid till the 1st of July.
Of the 230 players affected, are the more popular players winning more than the less popular players?
Well, they're all winning. They're all getting a bit of a base retainer increase, but they don't get so much on top of that. So, yeah, of course, the Steve Smiths of the world, he's on $2 million a year anyway.
Jeez. So it's always going to be a few.
But it is flowing on to the state players and, as I said, to the women's players. They're getting an 80% increase, the women. So think of that if that was you. You've nearly doubled your pay.
Yeah,
absolutely.
So,
and it's a bigger picture thing. I mean, there's got to be some money for the grassroots
cricket
as well. Sounds like it's a win for cricket and a win for everyone.
Yeah, and we can just get on with it, can't we?
Yes.
In 3 weeks' time, there's a test match in Bangladesh, and people will say, oh, it's only Bangladesh. But any cricket leading into an Ashes series is crucial. And if they kept sitting out series, it would just go pear-shaped when the Ashes came around.
All right.
Thank goodness, they're back to business.
Great.
Excellent.
So, we will find out what the players vote on in the next 24 hours, and hopefully it's all said and done and we can get on with it. Tanya Armstrong, a pleasure. Thank you,
Tanya. See
you. No worries. Thanks.
Bye. We'll catch you on the Dead Set Legends this weekend. There's a bloke by the name of Corey Dullard who is in his Holden Cruise as we speak, mm-hmm. on the side of the road,
yep.
awaiting the okay to be the first to drive on the new Mitchell Freeway extension.
He's there for the night.
All right.
He's going to be first.
Literally
camping
out.
Get in line behind Corey. The line forms behind.
And he joins us on the show now. Corey, thank you so much for your time, mate.
Yeah, good evening, guys.
Corey, are you the only one there so far?
Well, I literally have just gone to go fill up my car because I didn't really plan this and it was about to run out. So I've got enough fuel to last me for the heater for the night.
Oh, good.
That's good.
Good, because it's going to be a cool night.
And also, you want as much fuel in your car as you possibly can to drive as you're being the first one to drive on the freeway.
Oh, that was essential, you know. I had to make sure I got it to the end. I know it's a long 6Ks I had to extend, so got to make sure I get there.
It's going to be fantastic. There's not going to be a drop of anyone else's oil or anyone's bit of rubbish in front of you. You can merge however
tarmac.
You like. Brand new
tarmac. It's going to be absolutely beautiful.
Have you ever done anything like this before?
Yeah, I'm pretty spontaneous with this sort of stuff.
Okay.
I'll keep quiet to what I've done. But
all right.
Yeah, this is definitely one of those things that I like to do.
Now, Corey, how much thought have you put into it? Are you going to do the speed limit? Are you going to do 5Ks under the speed limit? Are you going to do a couple of Ks over the speed limit? Have you thought about the actual driving process as you make your way over the new extension?
Yeah, look, I feel like I'm going to get quite emotional. I know it's going to be a long night, so I think I'll take it nice and steady and just take it all in, I think.
Are you going to do that thing where you put your arm out the window and sort of do waves through the wind?
Yeah.
Absolutely. I need to pick my song as well.
What have you picked?
I've got nothing. I need some.
Oh, you haven't picked your song?
Oh, you need a song.
Oh, I like The Doors, you know. That's good for a driving song. What do you reckon, Pete?
Oh, look, if you're after something new, and this is one you mentioned quite a bit, Lise.
Yeah.
The Castle on the Hill by Ed Sheeran.
Oh, that's a good driving
it's
one, but
really
it makes
good
you want
driving
speed,
one.
So he wants to keep to the speed limit.
Yeah,
not that I do.
I don't know.
I don't know. I think maybe a bit of NXS might come on, I think.
Okay.
Yeah, well, NXS
just
is good.
Maybe a bit of Mix 94.5.
Yeah. Yeah. Good one, Lise. We just got the thumbs up from everybody out in the office. Good one, Lise.
Corey, please forgive me for as soon as we saw you, I had to kind of Facebook stalk you. And I was interested to see you're a brand new man with a brand new bod. You've been documenting your transformation in a blog online. Tell us about that.
Yeah, well, I actually did the juice fast. I'm not sure how many people have heard of it.
Right.
I ended up losing about 32 kilos in 2 days, and I've managed to keep most of it off, so fingers crossed.
Wow, well done. So people can get inspired by that online at your transformation.
Yeah,
that was the idea of the page.
Yeah.
So hopefully it creates a bit of awareness of people and it's achievable, you know, put your mind to it.
All right, will you be able to go faster tomorrow when you go because your light is lighter?
Just quickly, do you get anything for this? Like, do you get your name on the Wikipedia page for the extension or something like that?
Oh, I'm definitely putting my hand up for that.
Absolutely.
I think a statue, actually.
Yes.
A statue.
I like that.
A Corey
Dullard
statue.
And you're ready.
Statue.
You're ready to have it done, too, now.
Yeah.
You're all slim and fantastic. Well, Corey, enjoy the first drive.
No, thanks so much, guys. Really appreciate your time, and thanks for having me on the show.
Oh, we appreciate you giving us a call back.
Yeah, Godspeed, sir.
Thanks, Corey.
All right, bye, Corey.
Thanks,
drive on.
Well, there you go. Corey Dullard, local legend.
Guy.
Yeah, he is, as we speak, on the side of the road.
Crazy spontaneity.
It's great. He's camped out. He's going to be camping out overnight because they cut the ribbon on the new Mitchell Freeway extension today.
And he's going to be first.
But they're opening it up at 5 a.m. tomorrow and he will be the first to cruise along the new extension.
Why not?
Well done, sir. We salute you.
We do. We
Corey
salute
Dullard.
You.
Oh, what a beauty. Talking footy with Dennis Cometti for Automasters.
Like a cork in the ocean over his head.
Hello, Dennis Cometti.
Lisa, Pete,
hello,
how you
Dennis.
Doing? Hello, Lisa. You brighten up my day.
Oh, Dennis, you brighten mine, but Pete's going to brighten yours
get
now.
Get the room, you two. Yes, I am, Dennis, if I may.
Yes.
Sir,
all right.
Hereby pass my crown to you, good sir.
Haven't you faltered?
Hey, hang on a sec. It's by one, all right?
Well, that's all it takes.
Yeah, so I wish to congratulate you. On your win this past week in the tipping.
The new king.
You are the new king.
If you're expecting humility, you're not going to get it.
I'm not. Well, I'm hoping that's not going to be.
I sure as hell haven't given it to you all year, so you know. But yes, you scored quite well in the tipping last week, and now you jump ahead by 178. I'm on 77, Lise 58.
Oh, yes, I'll
They're a good 58, though, Lisa.
Don't worry about that. No, actually, I'm going to tell you, I've been doing an experiment this year. I've been doing all the away teams to see what you get. You know, when you don't put your tips in, you get the away teams. I thought I'd do so much better. It's been a bad year for away teams.
What do you get? You get a lot of punishment on the radio as
well. Well, sir, let's get into round 20 and we'll see if I can't claw my way back or you can extend this lead. We'll go to Friday night and Geelong versus Sydney.
No Patrick Dangerfield for Geelong, no Josh Kennedy for Sydney, so I guess they cancel each other out. Lloyd Tippett, Reid and Rowan come in for Sydney. So I reckon Sydney, they've won four of the last five against Geelong, even though it's at Geelong. What do you think?
Could be the grand final.
Well, I agree with Lisa. That's the wayside, Sydney.
Yeah. See, I do know my tipping sometimes. GWS versus Melbourne to kick off Saturday.
GWS third on the ladder. Johnson, Mumford and Deledio come in for GWS. Not a bad trio. Bernie Vincent, Nathan Jones are back for Melbourne. I like GWS.
Essendon and Carlton.
This will be quick. Yeah, I think Essendon will win just outside the eight. No major changes. And Carlton in the last couple of weeks have been disappointing.
Brisbane versus the Bulldogs.
Well, I don't think Brisbane were a dinkum when they came to Perth last week. They left a lot of players behind, managed, as they say. They got five quality players back this week, so I think this could be close. The Western Bulldogs, only percentage outside the eight and breathing down the Eagles' neck. I think the Western Bulldogs, because they have to.
North Melbourne and Collingwood.
Collingwood missing Pendlebury, but playing well. I thought I might have got a bonus point last week for the draw. That was a big call.
Mate, you got enough points, all right?
You never have enough.
No changes for Collingwood. That's unusual, isn't it? So I'm going for Collingwood.
All right. Okay. This will be the first one on the call. Fremantle v Gold Coast.
Could be a close game. I mean, a good effort against GWS last week by Fremantle. Daniel Pierce is back, if you don't mind.
Oh, wow.
Gary Ablett is back for Gold Coast.
Wow.
The pivotal duel, I think, will be Lynch against Hamling. Hamling has been a very good recruit for the Dockers, and it should be a good game. I'm going for Fremantle.
Okay. And as you mentioned, Lise, yes, 5:40 bounce down, and you'll hear that live at Mix 94.5. They're playing at home. We move to Sunday, St Kilda and West Coast.
St Kilda lost by 2 points last week against Port Adelaide. They're 9-9. The West Coast Eagles back in the four, 10-8. Matt Prittis has been named in a squad of 23, but not in the starting 18.
Mm.
That's interesting. Now, if he's fit, they couldn't possibly make him an emergency, could they? They couldn't possibly do that to him. I'm going for West Coast, but the selection intrigues me. The fact that he comes back into the team but not into the 18.
They need to make sure he plays here at home so everyone can give him the send-off that they so want.
Just quickly, before we move on to the next game, I need to ask you about something that I saw during the week, right? Mm-hmm. I saw a little, I think this came out of SEN, and I also saw it in a couple of news reports and stuff. Could it be possible that if Fremantle managed to lure McGovern from Adelaide, that by the end of the year, his brother at West Coast could join him as well?
Well, he's out of contract, I think, his brother. So Jeremy could do that if he wished.
Mm.
I'm not sure. Well, I've heard that speculation too, but that's a couple of ifs in there, isn't it? I mean, first they've got a little boy from South Australia, and he was terrific last week, kicked the winning goal after the siren. But that'd be a handy couple to pick up from Fremantle's point of view, no doubt about that.
Oh, yeah.
You're all over it. You're all over it.
Isn't he? Richmond v Hawthorn.
Getting sick of it too.
Yeah, but you're the king.
Richmond against Hawthorn. Yeah. No margin for error for the Hawks. They're 8-9-1. Luke Hodges out suspended. I've gone for Hawthorn.
All right.
Final game of the round. Adelaide and Port Adelaide. Yes, Stan.
Okay. Three really good players back for Adelaide. This is quick by Betts. Just had his appendix out and he's back.
Oh.
Well, that's a quick turnaround, isn't it? Brad Crouch is playing and Lever is playing as well. So they're off the injured list and they're back against Port. The good news is for Port, they're fifth, but the bad news is fifth is equal ninth. So they're under pressure. Chad Wingard is out. I think Adelaide win this game.
All right, that'll do it. Don't forget, you can hear both the West Coast and Fremantle Dockers games live on Mix 94.5.
Thank you, my lord.
Your majesty.
Yeah. You just play that music again, not the Eagles.
No, play
Don Henley. That's it. Go. That's the one.
Play you out, sir. And you have a lovely weekend on the call, Dennis Cometti.
What does centimetre perfect rhyme with?
Off with Pete's head.
Lay down some lyrics.
Yeah. All right, I'm turning you off now.
See you, Dan.
Bye. We do this for Automasters. Get centimetre perfect service and repairs in any of their 42 branches. Call 1-300-AUTOMASTERS. Yeah, look, I deserved it. I deserved a whole lot.
Absolutely did.
Lisa and Pete at Mix 94.5.
Mix 94.5's Lisa and Pete, made in Perth. Join them weekday arvos from 4 on Mix 94.5. From proactive monitoring of your systems and the most advanced cybersecurity management, search New Trend IT. Open from 6 a.m. They're ready when you are.